You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Project Runway. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Project Runway news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Project Runway!
We are already having way too much fun in here.
Right.
Just letting you guys know, we're already bumping. It's going to be a fun show.
Let me know what's in this cup. It's dangerous.
Water. Right? Water.
Yeah, just water.
I'm going to tell Kevin on you.
As you twitch.
Huh? As I twitch? Twitch.
Yeah.
Right. Water. Hey, guys. I'm Candon Bliss here with Mr. Ruba Wilson, as always. And we are joined tonight by some pretty special guests. Miss Stephanie Wenger is an entertainment reporter here in L.A.
Ow.
And we are joined by Mr. Christopher Joseph, if you guys are wrestle and fashion fans like Christopher, you have seen him before. He hosts our WWE Raw show on Monday nights.
I do a little of that.
Just a little bit, a little bit.
I'm a closet case.
But he is a closet designer.
Ooh.
I'm out of the closet with the designing part.
He's coming out of the closet.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a special...
What better place to do it?
We're going to have a special segment at the end of our show to talk about Christopher's new line, Vokari Fashion.
Uh-oh.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
What?
Thanks, Bill.
I love it.
I love you.
Oh, my God.
I told you guys, it's getting crazy in here already.
I feel it.
It's going on.
It's brewing.
So, Project Runway All-Stars, guys, what are we, episode 5? Can you believe that?
Yeah. Wow.
It's going
already?
By fast, right?
Golly.
Kind of a funny show. We started off this show. You know what? It was more exciting this week. Do you guys agree?
Yeah.
A little more interesting.
I don't know.
Have you been watching all the shows?
I've watched actually I'm a friend of Michael Costello's.
Oh,
so it was what up, buddy? I know how you do.
He was saying that the whole time. He's like, "I know how Michael does, but I can't say anything."
No, it was great. This was a nice episode to join you guys with. I thought it was pretty cool. It was kind of comedic. It was fun. A lot of personalities came out.
It wasn't quite as boring as some of the
shows.
No,
it went by fast, definitely.
It did go by fast. I was talking about how slow some of the other episodes were going.
Yeah, we both were talking
before
about it.
Before we started, I was like, we're going to take forever tonight. And it went by fast. You're totally right.
Yeah,
I think
it really did.
What do you think what changed?
I don't know. I feel like there was just a better challenge, maybe?
Maybe. Piggy? It wasn't Miss Piggy.
I was so over Miss Piggy.
So they had to go out into the streets of New York and take the clothes off of somebody's back.
Off a random stranger and make them their muse.
Make them their muse.
Yeah.
What do you think? Could you do that?
I would love to do that
in 2 seconds.
I'd love to. Anthony did it the best.
Yeah.
I mean, he just rolls up.
Snaps, Anthony.
You're going to be my muse and I'm taking the clothes off your back. Done.
Done.
No. Just... Yes. Thank you.
Take them off.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, would you take your clothes off for a designer if they approached you in the streets of New York?
I don't think I could.
First of all,
if they said they were from Project Runway,
of course. I would have been taking off everything.
But
what
if it was like your most favorite?
That did happen.
What if it was your most favorite outfit?
Yeah, you know, I thought about that because that one girl did not want to let go. She just bought a new jacket. All of a sudden was like, okay, $50 for a jacket, $50 for the pants. Yeah.
But they were paying them. And I loved how one girl was like, oh, no, I'm not taking $50. What about $60?
Yeah.
She's a negotiator.
Yeah, I like that.
I love her.
That is New York. Haggling.
So you think he got it out of his own pocket, the money, to fork it over?
Yeah, that was interesting. Not everybody had to pay.
I didn't even think about that. That's so true. It's not like they gave them, like, look, here's this kind of money to bribe the people, basically take their clothes off. and sell them to you.
Yeah, did they have an amount that they could go up to, or was it just...
I think they just had a set amount of money.
Fabric, for the 50% of the...
It's like
the
whatever outfit they wanted to spend on the clothes on the street, they could, and then whatever was left over.
Interesting.
But somebody only used like $20, and somebody used $60. And
Anthony didn't use a dime.
None?
But first of all, Anthony
He walked up, he had a shirt. Anthony's Anthony.
He could freaking sell his way out of a paper bag, for God's sake.
It's true.
So he didn't
his
need
personality
any money.
Kills me. I was like, dude, I warmed up to him on this one.
I just wanted
sadly,
him to
gone, but.
Well, I just wanted him to continue talking the entire time. I'm just like, please talk some more.
You know what?
I was pleasantly entertained.
While I was watching the show tonight, I was like, Anthony has to have his own spinoff to Project Runway. He has to.
The Anthony Williams Show.
Right?
AW.
Or does just sound good.
Or just Snaps.
It's got a nice
Snaps.
That's what the show should be called.
Well, we found kind of a funny trend. It seemed like more they were getting a lot of guys to take their clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
Not as many girls.
Fellas, I'm so disappointed right now because that's just making us look very...
You guys are easier than we are.
I guess so.
Yeah, it didn't take much.
It didn't take much.
At all.
I mean, some of the guys were hitting on,
right,
you know...
But which I think was like, Anthony's problem. We realized in the end that I think he was confused at what his muse was, because his muse was just a lot of cute boys with t-shirts on.
Yeah.
I think we had placement so in that one scene, really.
Right? That guy with his shirt off.
You're just
in the
standing
of,
there.
With really? His shirt off.
He was
yeah,
so
you said
willing.
You said you thought he knew him.
Yeah, well, there's a friend of mine who... What was the guy's name?
Anthony?
No,
Austin.
On the show. The guy who actually took his pants off.
I have not a clue.
Diego.
Nice.
Diego. When I heard that name and I saw him... There's a friend of mine that I don't know.
If you know him, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is gonna sound like it's all over the place. Just trust me. I think that
I think that you know him.
Yeah, not me personally. No, another guy. This is not going well.
I know. Look.
Change of topic.
He is married.
Yes, right there. Okay. This is so not going well.
So Anthony,
I saw that going so
Anthony
differently.
Anthony got a guy to take his pants off, and then Austin tried to get the same guy to take his underpants off.
He was like, you know what? Take your underpants off. Just take my hat. Yeah. Cover it up.
Which I would have been fine with because I'm ready to see the Zorro hat go. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I mean,
absolutely.
Do you not think he looks like Zorro with the stash and the hat? Like, come on.
I mean, he just looks like a guy from, like, the Magic Castle. Have you guys ever been there? Where,
no, but I want to go.
You know what? Even though...
True.
We should go. Kevin should take all the AfterBuzzers to the Magic Castle.
Field trip.
We can do a show.
Yeah, I love it.
But he does look like a character, so I would have been fine if the hat would have gone away. But I'm glad we didn't see any, you know,
body parts.
But thanks to Anthony, he made the whole scavenger hunt for an amazing muse so much more entertaining. So snaps, kudos, whatever
what
you
are they
want
gonna
to
do
you, Anthony.
So they did, most everybody was successful getting the clothes off people's backs and finding their muse. Yeah. We saw a little bit of different vibe in the workroom today.
Yeah, it was more of a team collective work.
Didn't somebody finish somebody else's pants and like...
I think that was Kenley. She was starting to walk around and kind of be a pain.
Yeah, she was giving her opinion like all the time. Yeah.
I didn't get it at
all. This so goes with what you're doing.
She was like, cut the back in.
Right?
She was doing the most. I'm like, this is a competition.
I must have
missed
that.
Focus on what you're doing.
I must have missed the exact little details that she did, but the only thing I heard was Anthony's comment about how loud she was being.
Do it.
You are too loud, honey. If a black man says you are too loud, you are too loud.
All right for the impression, Candy.
Wow,
I love it.
Go.
Well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Well done.
If,
well
I
done.
If I close my eyes, it totally
you
was
can
Anthony.
See Anthony?
Yes.
Yay.
Clear as day.
Ten.
Okay. When every week I have to do. Oh man, we can't do an Anthony every week.
I'm really
trust
sad
me.
About
like,
that.
There's not enough characters on this show.
No, that's there true. Isn't enough characters on this show.
Not anymore.
Correction.
Austin takes care of everybody.
No, I'm sorry.
Are you with me, Candy?
I'm about sick of Austin. I'm sorry. He does not impress me. Yeah. He's the. Yeah. He must be their favorite. I mean, do you like Austin? Everybody but loves Project Runway seems to be like, I'm a fan of Austin.
No,
I don't get it.
I did not get it, especially this week. He just was not impressing me.
Yeah. Every single week, it's been like, okay, it's fine, but it's fine. It's not awesome. It's not all-star.
There hasn't been one dressed or designed that Austin has come up with that I was like, oh my gosh, Jesus, take the wheel. There hasn't been at all. So I don't know.
He needs to let Jesus take the wheel because it's not happening.
Look, he needs to step back.
Lean back.
Lean back.
He needs to lean back from his creation and just let Jesus take the wheel. So
we're going to have to explain that joke to people sometime right. because the lean back joke is it's an Anthony joke, right?
Yeah, it's Anthony Project Runway.
Inside joke.
Our moment. Wow.
But yeah, they were doing a lot of brainstorming together. Like Austin mm-hmm. was even helping Anthony. Like yeah. they were like leaning over the tables and
Anthony was like, what do I do?
Yeah, and Austin's like, oh, you should totally do this. And like, yeah, what are you thinking?
And I feel really bad for thinking yo, this is a competition. I wouldn't be helping out mm-hmm. anybody. And if mm-hmm. I was, I would have been like, look, I think you need to get rid of that and get rid of that because it was amazing.
Right.
Very tactical on my end. Yes.
True competitor right there.
Yeah. Right.
The competitiveness will come out. Honest. I mean, I don't know. I've been in group settings where we've all kind of collectively helped each other. But when it comes down to it, when it comes down to that specific purpose as to why you're doing what you're doing, trust me, claws. They'll come out.
I think as long as you're solid.
There's so many people in it right now that it's not yet a competition.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
And I thought it was interesting. One of the girls, I think it might have been Kara, said something about how there were only three girls left. You know, and she was comparing that the fact that all the girls had gone home. Like mm-hmm. every single person eliminated so far has been a girl.
Girls, yeah.
So she was like, I think maybe that's where the camaraderie with the girls is coming from, is they kind of were standing strong. And she's like, the girls are solid this week.
Yeah. Right.
And the guys were all freaking out. They were all so confused. Mm-hmm. None of the guys had their stuff together, really. I mean, they kind of had their muse.
I feel you. It was kind of like all over the place.
Everybody was like, I don't know what I'm doing. My muse is confusing me. And everybody just looked confused.
Yeah.
And when Joanna came in there, what she said to
JoJo's a mess.
She said to poor was it Michael when he had his doilies?
The doilies.
Yeah.
Michael's like,
don't say that, please. You must have known
that was coming.
He did.
That's why I stay as far away as possible from anything that looks like a doily.
Wait, please fill
when
me
you're
in.
Working
what
with
is
lace,
a doily? I have not a clue.
It's basically what was on Michael's mannequin as he was designing.
What's the purpose of a doily?
You place it on the table.
I've seen those in my grandma's house.
Yeah.
There you go.
No.
Now you know why he's saying
the little crochet thing.
Shut up. Yeah.
That's grandma. You know what she's been knitting in the corner?
Yeah. But you know, and I saw that once she said that, I was like, oh yeah. But before that, I was like, oh, that's cute.
See, and I do not like anything. I
didn't feel that.
Sorry, Michael. No offense. I just don't believe it has any place in fashion.
Doily.
Yeah, that this looks like something you would see in Forever 21, and I like Forever 21, but I'm just saying it just, I don't know. Take it or leave it.
I have this one crochet shirt that's really cute.
Yeah, I was going to say it looked good on the girl when it was like actually on the girl, but once he started like playing with it, it was not cute
that
anymore.
That is true. Well, the girl that he took it off of, she wore it cute.
Yeah.
But I just saw a lack of inspiration really with all these people today.
And you would really think the fact that they had the chance to go out there and find somebody who had
in
an
New
amazing
York City.
In New York City, of all places, it's like one thing if it's like Kansas or something ridiculous.
No offense, Kansas.
No offense, Kansas. Yeah, Kansas people. But I'm just saying, like New York City, that's like the mecca of like fashion just, you know, being a trendsetter, and that's what they had to show for it.
I know. I mean, when I lived in New York, I saw people on the streets with their cameras, like the keepers of the cool or whatever, the cool finders that are finding the new trends. Yeah. I mean, that's a thing in New York. That shouldn't be difficult.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they were almost in the right area. I swear, and correct me if I'm wrong, they were in around Flatiron District.
I think somebody said they were in Union Square Park.
Okay. That would probably, because I think that Union Square Park is right in front of the Flatiron Building, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's a pretty hip area.
I lived there for 6 years, and it is, but if you go just a little bit further into actual Soho, then you're going to start getting some fashionistas and characters and whatnot.
Everything was a little cash.
Austin had the best pick.
Yeah.
In my opinion, far as like
the very like goth kind of rocker.
Yeah, she was already like, there was something already artistic about her, and it just seemed like this guy's gonna have no problem getting what he wants from her.
It was a complete muse, right?
Yeah.
It was an idea.
Yeah.
It was a look. It wasn't like a piece.
But you know what's really deep about that? Like, how often do you find people who... She was like runway ready, I thought. She had the gloves and nails. Like,
yeah, she was.
I personally don't like run into people who are like fully decked from head to toe. And mm-hmm. that's what she was. So I think they planted her there.
But in New York, you can do that. I mean, that's absolutely. The thing. Like, yeah, since so coming true. To L.A., I feel like if I walk out my door here in L.A. in, like, you know, head-to-toe runway style, people are, like, in yoga pants and flip-flops.
Yeah.
You know? You know what? But that will make you stand out from the sea of goldfish.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's great to see that out here.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope some of the New York fashion comes here.
Dressing it up.
But I was a little disappointed that we didn't see more of those complete looks.
Like, no,
if it
I
was
agree.
Maybe, like, a businesswoman, you know, yeah. where Rami maybe had gotten his inspiration. I wanted to see some women, like, going to work or some stylish men. I don't know. Yeah. I was just, like, people are in a hip. It was a bunch of hippies.
Cool. I'd like to see them get a muse out here in L.A. That would be a good show. Project Runway,
LA.
Los Angeles.
Where would they go, though?
Hollywood Boulevard, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you would
find. You're going to find Tranny Fabulous, hunty.
No. Maybe Melrose Avenue. Let me tell you, there are characters there.
I'm sure there's
that would be.
Tranny, work.
Camden, work. Merry Christmas. Yes. You can have that. Yeah. You can have that one.
Okay, so let's get to the actual show. Because
Shall
there was
we?
Everybody had some confusion getting to their looks, and for a long
there was
time
some frustration.
I didn't think that Anthony or Michael, was it Mike?
Michael was having a
I didn't
heck
think
of a time.
Either of them were even going to have a garment when they did their model fittings.
Yeah.
It was like they were pinning things on their models.
Yeah. Anthony looked like he went through a couple variations.
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
He did. It was like he had a cardigan, then he had shorts, then he turned the shorts into...
I saw that blue top that he was pinning on her, and I'm like, oh, please
what
tell me
was
he's
it was
not
a t-shirt.
Doing that. It was a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Can you make things out of a t-shirt?
He seemed so inspired to start with, and it all just kind of fell apart.
Yeah, I was really happy. I'm like, dude, you look like you're attacking.
Yeah. Well, I thought that with that bold color, the pattern, I mean, yeah, it was what did they say? It was polyester funky material, but the colors were
bold. I like the material.
And it was ready to go. Like you
used it right in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was an accent piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so let's see. Where? Oh, there was a guest judge, by the way, which I didn't know.
Yeah, Mr. NHL.
Mr.
Oh, the,
Sean Avery.
From the New York Rangers. Yeah.
Okay.
That's so
and
dope.
Apparently he's a little bit of GQ boy himself.
Yeah, they said that about how he's...
I could see the tweezed eyebrows and all that.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh,
is he
no.
a designer or a...
No. He just... I guess he...
He has an eye for fashion.
He's got an eye for fashion.
I think he interned at Vogue.
He interned at...
There you go.
That's what they said. Thanks, Steph.
Was it...
Yeah.
Was it Vogue?
I think...
Or Marie Claire.
I think it was Vogue. I said Vogue.
Okay.
I think it was Vogue. I don't want to
see. And I was going to say GQ. So
can guys nice. Interview? I mean, intern at Vogue.
There's a men's Vogue.
Know.
So I wouldn't,
so.
I wouldn't be surprised. But
not,
I think that's so cool. Mr. Sean is getting his Hannah Montana on.
The designers knew who he was.
True.
Yeah.
Like the designers knew more of who he was than I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe they thought it was cool that he's a dude and plays hockey and. Is a vote.
It's kind of cool. I gotta admit, I liked seeing him as a judge. I mean, talk about bringing a different dynamic
to
the
panel.
Well,
he was a real guy. Like,
exactly.
Like,
what's your definition of real guy, Camden? Exactly. Let me know.
Like, he wasn't a fashion expert necessarily.
Gotcha.
He likes fashion. He appreciates it.
Nice.
But he wasn't, like, a designer or he had a different perspective.
You cleaned that up well.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just teasing you. You know
off.
I love you.
You brushed that off.
Off her shoulder.
Nicely done.
Yeah, get that off your
get
shoulder.
Get that dirt off my shoulder.
What, Jay-Z?
Okay.
Yeah.
Watch out, Phil's going to start playing that song. I do not want him to play that song. Okay, so Michael came out with his look first,
yeah.
And I just wrote hot, but I'm kind of, the little hoochie pants.
I love that.
Good. I thought it was good, right?
I like that.
It worked in a Beyonce video.
Yeah, okay, first of all, I don't think they were really clear on the concept for the week or the day. I thought that was dope.
On
what kind of outfit should it be for the everyday girl? Is it something runway show kind of a deal? I thought it was super dope.
Yeah, I did too. You're
good. It was cool.
I know.
It was cool. No, I mean, I wasn't completely sold. He definitely. I mean, as far as the actual what do you call it? The muse, the
inspiration.
The inspiration. Good. God, the challenge.
There we go. The challenge.
It's okay. I had a word last week too.
Thank you. No, as far as the challenge goes, he nailed it because he used everything that he was supposed to. He used a shirt for pants and pants for a top.
And his muse girl actually had on hot shorts.
Yeah,
pants.
I will admit though that I mean the hot pants, the hot shorts, they were a little bit more constricting than they should have been.
They were a little too hot.
They were a little
too. You know what? I loved every bit of it.
But
I just thought it was
cool. Props to Michael.
Even though it could have been a tad bit more like structured, but other than
that's what they were saying about it. That they said that the quality of his seamstressing or whatever was a little bit rough.
But you have to think about it. He probably didn't initially go in with "I'm going to make that outfit."
No, he didn't.
So literally, he's
that
been all
in
over
like
the place,
minutes,
and he was
right?
like, "Okay, I got it." And then
out with the doily and with the hot pants.
Yeah.
And they said it. I mean, and knowing Michael, he is very good when it comes to tailoring and being structured.
Yeah.
So this for him. By his standards, I felt like it was a little bit short.
Would you wear that?
I would not.
I'm so done.
No. If my daughter walked out of the house like that?
Yeah.
No. But the thing that's funny about it is that he seemed like he had nothing. And then all of a sudden, you walked down the runway and you're like, where did that come from? I think we even said it in the room. We were like, where did that come from? How did he pull that off?
I agree. We were all a little stunned. I mean, I think... I liked it. I mean, whatever. It did look kind of like a swimsuit, but...
A little bit. There's some, you know, almost kind of like that old...
It was old Hollywood. Style. Yeah.
Old Hollywood, so...
But, you know, I like what you said, because I didn't think about this, that they really didn't say what type of person it was for.
Yeah.
You have to, as a designer, you got to figure it out.
But they, but they kept criticizing him for it being too...
Out there. Like,
out
I wouldn't
there,
see
like,
anybody out in the streets wearing that.
Right.
Like, they didn't say it needs to be... runway ready.
Yeah.
But then again, what is runway ready? Like, honestly, because I've seen
But that
seen
was runway
wear-
ready. It wasn't necessarily street ready.
Yeah. Mm. There you go.
Maybe that's where the confusion
ready.
Came
Not,
in.
Gotcha.
But
I feel bad because I think in weeks prior, it's been like, not like they haven't been runway ready, and the judges have been like, "You got to go for it, and you got to like
and
take
now,
some chances."
Now they're finally going for it, and they're like,
and they're
"Yo,
like, excuse
what
me,
are you doing?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I loved it.
So then Austin came out, and it was
interesting.
If I squinted, I would have been like, "Okay,
that's terrible." Don't ever say, "Well, if you squint or just tilt your head to the side just a little bit."
I mean, the silhouette was interesting, and I think I understand where he was going with it, and I like where he was going with it, but it was like too much.
It was way
less
too much.
More.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
There are some cases like that. What I really liked, and I saw it as well, and I know we'll talk about it with Mondo, the combination of different fabrics and material in that. Awesome. He just, and Mr. NHL, I'll just call him Mr. NHL. I feel like he paid it when he was talking about, you know, some of the detailing on the side and whatnot on her left shoulder.
It was busy.
It was busy. If you just, something like that, when you're bringing leather in, be careful with it because it could look like now you're a strung out rock star, over the top, tried too hard, and someone mentioned it earlier on saying that it looks cheap.
Yeah. And this guy works with leather, so.
Yeah, that's why I'm mentioning it. You got to be real careful with it.
Yeah, I agree. No? I think it was too distracting. It took away from the girl, from the outfit.
Exactly. I like the skirt.
The skirt was super dope. If he would just strip that jacket with all that too much busy ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, girl to girl, would you rip your tights on purpose?
No, but would you?
I don't understand that trend at all.
I like ripped tights. It's I don't know.
Do you wear tights?
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
Actually, you know what? No, wait, hold on.
Here it comes.
Whoa.
It's coming.
After Buzz exclusive.
After Buzz exclusive.
Listen.
No, I'm not even kidding. I totally have a pair of like three pairs of like tights. I'm not even kidding because I wear it with this really cool. It's like these baggy like wool material kind of like slack short kind of thing, and then I layer it with some tights. So I think it's a really cool little accent. But I personally wouldn't wear like ripped tights. But I think that works for women, but maybe not with Austin's creation because it was already way too much to begin with.
Clean
so
it
if
up.
You
yeah.
if you rip up some tights on top of that, it's just
he wanted to go chic with it.
I think he just went way over the top. Well, if you brought it back down to like being something that you might actually see on the street, I think it would have been fine. But
went more grunge.
Punk class would have been better. Like classy
Rock. There's rock glam.
Yeah.
Rock glam is what a lot, you know, has been seen a lot. And it's just keeping that kind of grungy look, but with style, with class. Mm-hmm. Clean it.
Yeah.
Don't rip the tights because that would have improved that look actually a lot.
It would have been kept a nice clean
line.
Lines. We like clean
it
lines.
It makes up for everything.
So Cara came out next, and I said that it was nice, but her pants were weird.
I like the high waist.
I like the high waist.
No, but
though.
They made the girl's waist look huge. Like there was something weird about the material. Maybe it made the girl's hips like stand out.
I didn't mind it.
I don't know. I just wrote like high waist fedora.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's wearable, right?
It was definitely an everyday outfit.
Yeah, it was. It was classy.
It made her look nice and long. And
yeah,
I like it. Mila's outfit was my favorite.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't my favorite, but I do. But I do love the whole the pants, like it was like patchwork or something.
It was weird, like patchwork really cool. leather, but then it was like kind of a jean tweedy looking. I don't know.
I liked it.
That's again that combination use. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Of like what?
She worked it well.
Yeah. Was it jean? Was it jean or was it?
I was trying to see. I didn't know if it was a viscose or a cotton twill or I'm not sure.
All right. All right. With your vocabulary. I have not a clue what he just mentioned.
Me either.
just the type of, I didn't know, well, kind of like, you know, the jacket that I'm wearing, it's more of a cotton, you know.
Nice.
I didn't know if it was that or, it was hard to tell.
I didn't think it looked like jeans, but I saw her working with jeans, so I think
I
liked it.
It
was cool. I would wear it. I'd put it on and go out the door.
She did it right. See, you can almost compare that to what Austin did. She did it right, though.
She did it right. Yeah. Clean.
Yeah.
Sophisticated.
To the
but
point.
Still, like, stylish.
Yeah.
The end. Okay.
Jarrell.
I'm out of here.
Have you guys seen...
Amazon woman.
Have you guys seen...
African Queen.
Coming to America. Eddie Murphy's movie. Literally, who said it on the show? Someone was like,
Anthony.
Anthony said, really?
I feel like somebody's coming to America.
Exactly. But you know what? I
missed that.
Yeah. No,
I know, right?
Did he say that?
No, he totally said that.
He said that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I totally got the top part. I thought that was really cool, but then he added some weird, like, black and white striped, like, bathing suit top.
It looked like a bathing suit top.
On top of it. Like, maybe if he would have, like, you noticed that necklace that he had on? Uh-huh. Maybe if he would have sewn...
He's got a big stomach.
That was sad.
Don't ever say that.
No, I know. I like that.
But it did. She did. It wasn't big. Wasn't the right word. Maybe
no. It was just exposed.
It was just too much of your torso
exposed.
He said
it was to the point where it gets weird.
Mm-hmm. All I could think was Halloween costume when I saw it too. Just really, really, just so many bright colors.
Tripped out sailor girl.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she had like the like mod ponytail thing.
I liked her ponytail. She should have stripped the glasses and the bathing suit top. And the two different like fabrics to the skirt. What was that?
I don't know.
First of all, dealing with patterns in
like
general
that.
Is like already a little scary.
It's difficult.
So the fact that he was throwing...
He put like five different crazy patterns
all
together.
Well, he really took the challenge to heart. Definitely. I mean, you saw what he had to work with. So I was kind of like, okay. However.
I didn't understand it.
Unfortunately, not a Jarrell.
I mean, I like Jarrell, but I don't like him this week. I was kind of bummed to see him not in the bottom two because I think he deserved it.
Yeah.
You know what I do too? And Anthony should have stayed.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Rami was cool.
He is like the dark horse, I feel. Mm-hmm. He's that underdog. Okay. I loved what he put together today. You know, with or without the hat.
I was just about to say it with me. That hat gets to go.
But you know, did you see it? They cut to him walk. Like, they specifically showed him coming into the workroom, going to the Neiman Marcus thing, getting the hat, and putting it on his outfit.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
And like when he did it, I'm like, all right, that's cool. But when it came out, it was kind of funny.
Not terrible. I mean, I've seen different kinds of fedoras on similar outfits like that, if done well.
Right.
I loved the outfit.
Me too.
Are you guys with me? Don't you think it would have been kind of cool instead of that blue like fedora if he had like a huge black like
floppy hat
Yeah.
Well, that's
that would have been
saying.
Just
work
like
it out with
that would have been the one
yeah.
right
yeah
or rock out the hair. That look mm-hmm. kind of had a bit of a rock edge to it, mm-hmm. but still clean.
Maybe do like you a know? Clean,
like, I say straight.
Like a slick, slick back. Back, but then make it big and yeah. That's
you know
what
I
they,
like that.
That's what
right?
they did for yeah. my rocker yes, for my rocker yeah. look.
I see like 30-inch hair, like bone straight, parted down the middle,
yep.
and killing it.
Exactly.
You see
I love it.
I would wear it though. I that loved everything. Been, yeah. I loved everything about it.
That was dope.
I thought he hit it.
Kinley, eh. It was too busy.
I wrote stripes.
Yeah. No.
It kind of just, it wasn't special at all.
No.
Like, you kind of, I have to like think back and be like, oh, what was that dress? It just didn't do anything. And yeah. you just kind of yeah. went on to the next person, I felt like.
It was just black and white stripes.
It wasn't memorable.
Stripes this way, stripes this way, stripes this way, stripes this way.
To be honest, I don't even remember. You're describing it and I'm just like.
It was yeah. just this little turtle, kinda... mock turtle cap sleeve fitted right. dress. And it was as many stripes as you can imagine in every different color, but mostly black and white. It was just too right. busy. It was just aww. Too busy, but at the same time, too blah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Miss whatever. Them. She's annoying. And Anthony, I loved Anthony's outfit.
Ant dope. Anthony.
Super dope.
I don't know where the heck that came from.
I don't
seriously,
either.
When it hit the runway, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What?
I don't whoa, either. Whoa. I thought maybe he had t-shirts and he put some t-shirts on the girl. And like,
did you just go out and buy something down the street right now right. because you ran out of time? Or?
I think that's what happened.
It was interesting.
I think that's what happened.
Do you really think so?
I thought it looked good.
Look,
well,
I totally believe
I mean, literally... He didn't really buy anything at Mood, really, I don't think.
That's true.
He gave whatever, what's her name, money.
Well, wait a minute. We didn't see what he bought.
Wait that's a minute.
True. But he gave he Kara money.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you notice when he gave Kara money, he said, I believe in helping out the community.
Oh my yeah. God, that was hilarious.
Oh my God. I died.
I like to help out the community.
I died when he gave her some money.
I always give back to the community. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Oh my gosh. That was too much. That made my entire year. It really did.
Well, I don't know where he got the fabric. I don't know what happened. He used his little
where
polyester.
That fuchsia came from, I have no idea.
Was it fuchsia or red?
I think it was fuchsia. I heard red. Someone say fuchsia and the TV kind of plays with you. Mm, I think mm-hmm. it was.
Okay.
It was super dope, though.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
He just didn't.
It was good.
He did a great job.
Why Anthony? Why is he? I don't know.
It's rigged. It's a conspiracy.
Rigged. They're going to let Austin win because he's the little baby favorite and he's never going to impress us.
Let me just tell you, if it wasn't for this lovely show that we are on right now, I would not be watching Project Runway All Stars next week because Anthony is gone. Whoa. So, whoa. But then again, whoa. I do have. But then, sorry, I had a moment.
It's okay. Tell us how you really
it
feel.
Is going to be different. It is going to be different without Anthony because he has been building this show up and he's finally made it interesting and now he's gone.
Yeah, he's. I mean, his personality is awesome.
Aww, I know. Womp, womp.
Team Anthony.
So then Mondo was the last one. You know what? When he first walked out, I was like, okay, that's cool. But then it was like too many, like, I liked elements. The pieces. I liked the pieces of the outfit, but together I was a little confused.
Well, and they brought up some good points. Interesting, though, that he won.
Yeah.
Even based off of the judges' comments, because they were saying, you know, the jacket, great, you know, but
you
could
wear that
like
out somewhere.
You could wear, and he's really good again at material combining.
The jacket was fierce.
I loved it.
That was the best part about it.
It with the little like keyhole in the back.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Super dope.
I liked it.
But he did the bathing suit thing too. What's up with that?
It wasn't my favorite. I actually like that. I've seen that done before. Mm-hmm. I like that little element to like almost like tribal kind of tribal-esque kind of feel. So I liked it.
I don't really wear bathing suit tops.
Yeah,
going to
that's
the
what
beach.
I was gonna say. Like, well,
that's just
City,
I feel the same way. Yeah. I mean,
doesn't it get cold in New York City?
Candon, you are in rare form tonight.
Why?
She was like, I don't wear bathing suit top.
I feel. Would you like some water?
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Phil.
I just thought
that he was getting it for me the first time. I'm just becoming a diva, okay?
Oh, no. After Buzz Diva.
Okay, so now the guys are on the chopping block. The girls, they sent the girls off immediately, which, you know, that was right. The girls had it together tonight. But the guys are on the chopping block. Got down to Michael and... Was it Michael and Anthony?
Anthony.
Michael and Anthony.
The final
Bottom two. Yep.
Which, that's why I agree with you. I'm like, is this thing rigged?
Because no, it is rigged. That's what
I'm
coming down to.
Wrong two.
Exactly.
Wrong two.
Who would your bottom two have been?
Oh, absolutely. Jarrell.
Mm-hmm.
Deserved to be there.
Yeah. I don't say that. Go ahead.
He just missed the mark on this particular. Mm-hmm. I don't like what he did.
Yeah.
I do not like what he did for this challenge, right. And it was about the challenge. Next to him, whether it be Michael kind of missing his mark or, and now this is where I'm going to draw a blank. Honestly,
okay.
We were talking about a girl that with the stripes. And,
yeah, Kinley.
Kinley.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe because hers wasn't hideous, and she used her fabric or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why she wasn't in the bottom two. But definitely, my bottom two would have been Jarrell. I mean, Michael's with the construction. I kind of see maybe where he was
that's
in the bottom,
saying,
but Jarrell so should
yeah,
have gone.
Jarrell was my. The one that
you know what? I'm.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm
please,
a turncoat
yeah,
right now.
Chime
you know
in
what?
Here,
yeah, I just Jarrell, I would send him home as well. Yeah. I'm looking back at it, and
there you go.
Yeah, that was
there
a disaster.
Well, because you know what? In the past few weeks, Anthony's designs have been pretty flawless.
Yeah,
the white evening gown. I mean, he of all people has embraced those challenges the most, and I think for him to make one little slip up. Was not deserving of him to go home. But Jarrell, while we've been sort of happy with his stuff every week, he hasn't blown us away.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
that is true. He's kind of been coasting so far.
Everybody's coasting.
Yeah.
Everybody is still coasting.
That's what I'm saying. It's not yet a competition.
You know what? I feel you in that one, Chris. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all need to step up your game. Really.
Step it up.
Step it up.
Lean back.
This is Project All Stars, right? Isn't this supposed to be best of the best?
We've brought this up every
several
week.
Times.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear you two talk about this because we've talked about it like we've beaten the dead horse about this.
Right, you guys have the floor.
They're boring.
Yeah, it's just not working for them. I said, I thought that this episode was the best of the bunch so far, but really it hasn't been this that like amazing
that
season.
Stature.
I mean,
do you think that they're
really like motivated to be there? Like they're so excited.
It almost doesn't look like it. Mm-hmm. I don't get the excitement. It's kind of like, hey, we're back, we're here. They built
team.
An episode for us. It's like, no, this is your chance to really shine more than your previous season that when you were on Project Runway.
Right?
This is it. This is your they said it for the next one coming up. This is your fashion mania.
Yeah.
This is your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like work it.
Yeah,
right?
It's their second chance, and like they're just don't seem motivated.
It seems like
or
they're
inspired.
Just content with being second place. Like no one wants to win and come back. Like, yo, I didn't win last season, but this one, I'm killing it.
Yeah,
they don't care. This like, yo, I'm chilling.
They're like, hey, it's good to see you again, girl.
I think we should do that with the scarf in.
Yeah,
cut that. Like,
it's like a sorority party,
right? It's like a reunion, not even like a showdown.
You hit it right
it's
there.
It's a reunion. Yeah. I'm so you should call it Project Runway Reunion.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
Not All Stars, more like reunion. Ugh.
It'll become All Stars when the claws come out.
So Mondo won.
Yeah.
And
like
Anthony
Mondo.
Is gone.
Anthony is gone, sadly.
And Michael was very sad.
Oof.
Michael cried.
He's a teddy bear.
He cried.
He's
I feel
a teddy
bad.
Bear.
Yeah.
So we are going to go to commercial real quick, guys. But when we get back, we are going to talk a little about Mr. Christopher Joseph's Vocari line. Uh-oh. And we're going to bring out a little rock punk ourselves.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a commercial break. Stressful.
Buzz TV. Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
So wrong. There it is.
There it is.
Nice.
Get Booyah. Ready to see a familiar face.
Vocari fashion preview. There you are, girl.
All right, Candy.
Tracy McGrady.
That guy totally looks like you.
Funny like that. Lillian Garcia. There you go, girl. Rico Elevator, Rico Man, that guy is amazing. Wait for it. You're coming up right
now. Ready?
Right.
And.
Ah. In.
There we go.
Who is that?
This guy right here for bringing me to AfterBuzz TV because if I had not gotten involved with his fashion line, I wouldn't be here. I'm serious right now. If I make it, it's all because of you.
Now for
I
you
appreciate
guys,
that.
Now for you guys listening, we totally just watched a really cool trailer of Mr. Christopher and his amazing line, Bokhari. Super dope.
I'm really excited about this. And yeah, we saw a familiar face in there, didn't we?
A little bit.
Candace. Oh, Candace.
No, truly. I mean, you are a diamond in the rough.
Aww,
you're so beautiful.
You're
you
so
do the leggings right. The scarves looked wonderful on you. I'm so
rocking
happy to
one
have
tonight.
You. Yeah, there we go. No, truly, you're definitely the face of the rock and roll couture line within Vocari, and I appreciate that. But it's been really cool. I've been wanting to launch a men's clothing line for the longest time, and I kind of predicated it all off of – I mean, my fashion experience in this world, it's just – it's raw. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. Mm-hmm. And with the men, I'm tired of the men playing second fiddle to the women.
Thank you.
It's Thank just, you. It's about time that guys start stepping up. Play that. Clap for it. I mean, these days, men are taking better care of themselves.
Yeah.
They're more fit. They're more active. Mm-hmm. You know, it was time to put some clothing on the, hey, it's like putting clothing on a muse. I mean, I had a lot of trouble walking into a store, finding something that I really liked and was tailored to my physique.
I
always
you.
Had a problem in the shoulders, and I was tailoring forever. So what I basically did is Vocari is just a blend of traditional tailored craftsmanship blended with unique material and trims.
Gotcha.
I didn't buck the foundation. So it's a bit of a retro take back. It's a full contemporary men's collection, blazers, jackets. I got some military jackets in there with these brun brushed buttons to kind of pump it up and give it that sort of old Hollywood mm-hmm. kind of glamour look, which I'm a big fan of. You know, old Hollywood, the movies, the rock and roll music.
Back when it was good.
Back when it was good. Again, foundation.
Yep.
And if you look at fashion, it always seems to come around full circle.
Yeah,
you know, we always sit on the different eras. And right now is my favorite time because I've taken some leather accents and I've pulled it into a lot of my collection. As example, with some of the vests that I've got, you know, under the collar, I've kept in the lapel, but flip up the collar and there's nice lamb leather underneath. And it's just been, it's been great. And everything is tailored to the body. You know, I want a guys to come in, pull it off the rack and wear it out.
Question. I was looking at your trailer. Yeah. Super dope.
Thank
Why
you.
Wasn't I in it?
Let me know.
Unfortunately, I didn't know you. I didn't know you. I mean, you're a good example of, you know, you have a higher fashion sense than a lot of the guys out there. And I want to bring that more to the masses. Now, there's a fine line
that's
drawn. But
it's not feminine.
No,
you know what I mean? A lot of times people think men's fashion is like feminine. It's so not.
It's still masculine. I mean, I've had a really great run. I've appeared at the CMA Awards, which was my first and more or less an exclusive appearance. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that my line would go over as well as it did in the country market.
That's
I mean, I had guys like Charles from Lady Antebellum come walking in, Gary from Rascal Flatts. You know, these guys are rocking out.
But they're like rhinestone cowboys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Country is going a little bit more mainstream with their fashion.
Oh, yeah.
And props to Lionel Richie. He came in and tore up my line. I love that guy.
Lionel,
he was throwing
great.
On the leather jackets, throwing on the military jackets. I want the pants. I want the shirts. I
love it.
It was awesome. And now I'm gearing up for the 54th Grammys.
Nice.
Really happy about that. Some of these scarves that you see on here are going to be gifted with my lookbook inside.
Cool.
My website goes live on the 9th.
Woohoo!
And what is that?
On the 9th.
The 9th is actually the start of the Grammy gifting, the celebrity gifting suites.
Cool.
So it's going to be cool. I'm going to launch the website. Of course, the lovely Candon is part of that. You're in the lookbook as well. there's going to be an online store. Until then, if anybody wants scarves, all they have to do is email info@vocarifashion.com.
And I'll tweet that to you guys later so you can.
These go for about $180 retail.
Wow.
I'm going to offload them from now until the 9th via the email that I just mentioned for
$45. And for the benefit of audio listeners, how do you spell that?
Vocari, that's V as in Victor, O-K-A-R-E, Vocari Fashion. So hit me up. And
By the way, you know what? Great. You know what I gotta say, Chris. You know, my favorite movie of this year was Crazy Stupid Love, and I love that line that Ryan Gosling says to Steve Carell, like, "Dude, you're wearing a 38 when you should be wearing a 34." And
exactly.
So you're so right about the fashion side of
it. Well, that's just it. Guys think that they have to be comfortable.
Uh-huh.
They have to wear
big.
A size or two sizes up. You know, the baggy jeans and all that. Guys, take it to the body. You're not going to look feminine. You're going to look well put together. That's
tailored.
Especially if you have
tailored.
A cute butt.
Tailored. And I got to give it up. There's a lot of men's lines that are getting savvy now to the fact that and realizing that men are becoming more conscious of the clothing they're wearing. And you'll see, and I'll give props where they're due. You know, Express, very cost effective. I mean, but it goes from fitted to super fitted to like
European
stupid. Like you know, there's a point where it becomes kind of monotonous.
Right.
Just so well tailored clothing is what I've done, and for the women, it's the scarves,
rock and roll couture,
silk chiffon, nice viscose, premium cotton blends. And then we go into the leggings, which you were rocking out amazingly.
I love the leggings.
Were they like gold leggings?
Well, the ones that I wore for the finale were sick. They're
those
like this goldish kind of rose gold.
Those were prototypes.
Oh, they're so cool.
We just threw that together. But, you know, it's just a premium cotton with leather designs.
Yeah.
And right now, we're literally customizing them for people.
I love the ones with the lace up the front that I came out at the beginning of the show in. Like, just so cool.
Yeah, you rock those out. So we're kind of keeping those on the exclusive end right now. Mm. We're actually customizing them for people.
The leggings.
So you come, it's basically contacting me, and we will design you a one-of-a-kind.
There you go. This is real couture, guys.
So I just can't wait for the men's line. Bokari men's.
Yeah. Like, well, it is the men's line.
On the night. Yeah. It is the men's line. I had to give something to the women. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get into it, and this was kind of my way of just breaking into that a little sooner.
Apparently,
than I wanted
at the CMAs, Faith Hill loved the.
Faith Hill liked it. We had a lot of people rocking it out. I was just so blown away. The love and support that I've been getting from this has been just amazing. So
it's meant. It's meant, right?
Thank you. Yep.
I love it.
So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on my show.
So much going on right now.
My first time here at the AfterBuzz studio, I was sitting on that couch watching his show.
That's so funny.
Now the tables have changed.
Now you're rocking it out.
I love it.
Rocking it out.
I love it. Well, thank you. So you guys check out that. What's the website again? VocariFashion.com.
It's VocariFashion.com. Yeah, it'll be up. It debuts on the 9th. Until then, you can check out my Vocari Fashion YouTube channel and check out the video. If you want to just keep watching it over and over.
Don't worry, I'll be tweeting and Facebooking all night long. Don't worry. Yeah.
Same can be said for the Twitter. It's at Vocari Fashion.
Cool.
All right.
Make sure you follow.
Thank you.
Peace.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. So you guys can find us at AfterBuzz TV. You can tweet me at Candon Bliss.
And you can tweet me at I Am Ruba's World.
Stephanie, where can they find you?
At Stephanie Wenger. Yeah, it's...
spell that for me.
It's Stephanie Wenger, Wenger. I swear I know how to spell my own name.
wait. E-P-I-E-P.
Are you sure that's your name?
So you spell Stephanie?
She's been sipping out of your cup.
Right, I know.
No, that was Ruba's cup.
Oh, that was Ruba's cup.
I'm underage. This is pure H2O.
Nice. Oh, we got a new prediction.
You're After Buzz TV.
Predictions.
So next week's the fashion face-off, I'm not really sure what's going to happen. It looks like they're going to maybe be pitted against one person.
It looks like Jarrell versus Michael. There was a little bit of button heads there, and didn't Michael say it's like, at a point... The gloves come off. Now, I told you, at some point,
it's getting to be a competition.
The claws will come out, and it will be a competition.
All right, well, they need to step it up, because we might stop watching if they don't start competing.
Yeah. For sure. They're taking up space in my DVR.
So who do you think's next to go home?
You know what? I'm going to say Kara. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Kara, because I just feel like, first of all, they all have been coasting, but I just feel like she's... not like memorable to me. I'm sorry, but I think she's next to go.
Okay.
You're looking at me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn, Chris.
It's a tough one. I mean, I could agree with you. Absolutely. Kara, kind of missing.
Kind of me.
Kind of, and like you say, they're all kind of coasting, and
it's hard.
I want to see something wow. Give me the it factor. Yeah. That's what I want to see.
Who do you want to see something more from?
Something more from? I don't know. I think Austin has been getting so much attention. I'd really like to see him step up and do something, spectacular and really wow us, because I'm still waiting for that moment.
Thank you.
You and I
praise
both.
Jesus, me too.
You and I
both. Yeah, I'm about over Austin. Yeah. I really am. I think he's been... I want to like him. I want so badly to like him and to be just floored by his designs, because he's apparently this amazing... designer, and I'm just every week I'm like,
you see glimpses of it.
Yeah.
You really do.
You
gotta give them props for that. You see glimpses, and they did mention it.
I think he gets carried away.
There comes a point where it's just like,
overkill.
Okay, it's good. No,
stop.
I just want to put this on there.
Yeah.
Slap.
Yeah. Just stop.
Hence
just
the
stop.
Detailing in the left.
Yeah.
That was that slap.
Yeah. I don't have any words for him anymore. I'm so over it. I really am.
Zorro needs to go.
Yeah. Flash. You're done.
All right. Funny. Thank you, guys. Be sure to tune in next week, next Thursday.
Yeah, same place, same
Again,
time.
Again, you can tweet us at AfterBuzz TV. Check out AfterBuzzTV.com, Ustream, YouTube. Just watch our show.
Watch it now. Watch it.
It's and go so to VocariFashion.com and get you a scarf. Right. You will not regret it. Thanks, guys.
Silky smooth.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.